Lincoln Public Schools will not automatically transition to remote learning if the local coronavirus risk dial reaches the red category. An update to the school district's webpage this week caught some parents off guard. The school district's reopening plan is tied in part to the Lincoln-Lancaster County Health Department's risk dial. Green is low risk, yellow is moderate, orange is high, and red is severe. The county has been in orange since school started in August, which means in-person learning for most students. Until recently, the plan said if the area ever goes into the red severe category, schools will immediately transition to 100% remote learning. But that language was removed from the LPS website on Tuesday. Now it says LPS will work with health officials to, quote, implement plans and protocols that address the areas of concern in our community and schools. An LPS spokesperson declined an interview, but said in an email this decision was announced last month. Here's Superintendent Steve Joel at the Board of Education meeting on September 22nd.
First of all, we don't believe we're going to go to red. But if we go to red, then we'll work with the Lincoln-Lancaster Health Department to determine if, in fact, our schools are the safest place. You know, maybe there's an argument to continue to have school.
Maggie Thompson has two middle school students in the district, both doing the remote learning option.
You can't say something in a school board meeting and assume that everybody in the district, staff, families and community members are getting that information. Not everybody's on social media either. They email out about positive cases every day. They email out about clubs every day. Certainly a change as big as this should have been a clear email communication.
The LPS spokesperson says it would have been confusing to send families an email updating them about the change because it would imply that, quote, going into the red was imminent or had already occurred, neither of which was true. Health officials update the risk dial each Friday afternoon. It's not clear what would prompt LPS to transition to fully remote learning. For NET News, I'm Becca Costello.